So this is from Lekach Palibu. This is Avram Shor, Shlita Sefer. He has a small one here on Tammuz and Av. So he discusses, second, this is a different one. Here we go. Ayidei Kedushas HaShabbos B'Chodesh Tammuz. This is about Tikun Chet HaEgel, which happened in the month of Tammuz. So he writes, Chodesh Tammuz Yesh L'Chazik Eichus Shel Shmir Shabbos. We have to work on enhancing the quality of our Shmir Shabbos. Kashe Yisbar is going to explain. But Tammuz Ira Chet HaEgel, because we know that the Chet HaEgel happened in this month. V'avroseinu B'yomim Ha'elu Hu L'sakin Ad Kamash Yecholim L'Shor Shachet L'Karev HaGeulav HaTikun HaSholim. So our avoda that's unique to this time of the year is to fix that. If that chet, that pagam, was embedded into the fabric of time in this month, so then we have to do something to work and to fix it, that to bring out the ultimate geula. So chet ego nigram mechil Shabbos points out that the cause originally of chet ego is rooted in chil Shabbos. Gemara Shomer Chazal, Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Omer Yehuda, Omer Rav, Ilmale Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Rishona Lo Shalta Bahen Uma Veloshen. If we would have kept Shabbos, then no other nation would have been able to rule over. Shneemar v'hiba yom hashvi yotzim in ha'am l'akir. On the seventh day, they went out to gather. Because of Basrin, it says right after that v'yavo malek. Right, it's the connection between the chilul Shabbos and a malek coming. So it brings it from the Sfas Emes. The Rav Shor has a complete command of the Sfas Emes, and he always is like his father. Gedalia Shor Zatzal also very strong in Tzfas Emes and Reb Tzadok Ishbitz. So he says Tzfas Emes Parsha Zohar Tof Reish Lamed Hey 1875. So again, it's a two step progression here. Chil Shabbos led to Amalek, and Amalek led to the Chet HaEgel. Right, so if you go back and say, oh, what's the connection? So the connection is that really, if you just follow the chain, Chil Shabbos is what eventually caused the Chet HaEgel to happen. The Chin Kosovan.
What connection is the Amalek to the
He's going Sfas Emes. Bevade Chet HaEgel bo aide haknamos Amalek HaRosha. Because Amalek came, he's going to explain, that's what led to the Chet HaEgel. Right, Chin Kosovan, Purim, the Emes. Ki kol chet ha'egel bo ayde harosh ha'molek asher irbav osanu koidim kabbalah satorah v'zorik eres v'sor be'isa. So Amalek came in and put a poison into the Yitzhahara, into the dough, meaning Amalek came and attacked us before the kabbalah satorah. That's what led to the chet ha'egel. Nimsa comes out from this. If we want to fix the sin in the month of Tammuz, you have to go back and figure out where did it all start from. What's the shorish? And then to uproot that. Right? It's fascinating that shorish is there's a fancy English word. I forget, Rabbi Drucker told me what the name is, where the word can mean both the idea and the opposite. Right? So the shorish can mean the root of it, but also means to uproot something. So I forget the name of it, but in English, what you call it. Shorish hakol. The root of all this was the fact they didn't keep that first Shabbos. Therefore, so therefore, that's our avoda, is to work on the quality of our Shmir Shabbos. So that brings an amazing gematria. The Tammuz Olah b'gematria Yom Hashvi'i. Yom Hashvi'i. So the Tof is 400, Mem, is that 440, 446, plus 7 is 453, right? That's also the Gematria of Yom HaShvi. L'remez, the hint for this is, Shezehu Avodas HaChodesh. The month of Tammuz is the month of working on Yom HaShvi'i. Lishmor Kedushas HaShabbos, B'yeser Se'ez, to guard even better, to improve upon it. B'hine Beis B'chinos Yesh B'Shabbos. Two aspects to Shabbos. And if you think about that, it's going to be reflected in the different names that we call it. Continues, Yesh Bechina Nikra Shabbos. Once one part is called Shabbos, V'yesh Bechina Nikra Yom HaShvi'i. We have both names for it. So the names aren't arbitrary. The names aren't arbitrary. In other words, each the name of Shabbos represents something unique about it, and Yom HaShvi'i represents something unique about it. Shabbos Hu Matana Toivim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word Shabbos, the concept of the Shabbos aspect of it, is something Hashem gave us directly. Kiloshen Gemara, it's in Shabbos Daf Yud. Matana Tov Yesh Li B'Beis Genizei V'Shabbos Shema. I have a beautiful gift in my private treasure house, and its name is Shabbos. Habechina hanikra Shabbos hu matana me'akadosh baruch hu. So that part of Shabbos, what Hashem gives to us. Aval koidim, before we get that tzvich and lirois, shiyeh bechina yom hashvi. We, before we can get the Shabbos, we have to prepare set the 7 days. Hainu, avoida sheshes yimei hamaise, shemehem bonu yom hashvi. So while we're working throughout the 6 days of the week, we prepare that to come, right? Yom HaShvi, it's a counting, but it's the culmination of 6 days of preparation that came before. That's our avoda. Again, Shabbos is what Hashem gives to us. Yom HaShvi is what we do to prepare for Shabbos. Kamo Sha'om is the one that says at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. If you prepare on Erev Shabbos, meaning beforehand, you'll have what to eat on the Shabbos itself. V'zeh Avodah Yemei Tammuz. That's what we're working on now during these days of Tammuz. Liros L'sakin B'chinas HaB'chinas Shel Shvi'i Shiyesh B'Shabbos. So that's working on the preparation part of it. Again, because that's the only part that's really within our hands. The Shabbos part, that's coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu towards us. But the Yom HaShvi aspect, that's like our human personal initiative, what we do to prepare for it. Brings a few amazing gematrias now in this. Kosa Rav HaKodesh Rav Tzodok HaKoyin Zechus Hagein B'Maimer Kedusha Shabbos She'af Al Pi She'kol Sheshes Yimei HaMaise Heim Yimei HaChono L'Shabbos HaBo. Even though really all 6 days are preparing for the upcoming Shabbos. Aval ikra hachana hu yom hashishi. So today, in Erev Shabbos, Friday, Erev Shabbos, that's the ikra day of preparing. Chesivit says in Pasuk, v'hai b'yom hashishi, right on the sixth day, hechinu es hasher yivin, you should prepare. V'yom hashishi hu ikra hachana, the main hachana, preparations for Shabbos is on yom hashishi, l'chein, therefore watch, tamuz, tof mem yud, I'm sorry, tof mem vav zayin, hu tziruf tam, Vav Zayin, right? You see, Tammuz, you could break up the letters. Tam, to make complete. Vav, 6. Zayin, 7. See that? Beautiful. Hainu la'ached, to connect. Yom HaShishi im Yom HaShvi, to connect Shabbos, the Yom HaZayin, with the Vav. Beautiful. Shehiyeh HaShvi bonui al koponim Yom HaShishi shehu ikar hachona. To build up our Shabbos, this day 7, through connecting with day 6 of that. Shishi im Shvi. If you have 6 and 7, Olas Gnatra Yiras Shemayim im Hakolo. So that you combine it with, and you add the Kolo, which is a valid form of Gematria, that comes to the word Yiras Shemayim. A little bit we were speaking about, good morning. A little bit we were speaking about last night about the need of Paraduma. But here he's saying it differently. Shehu Iker Havoide B'Shabbos. The main thing we're working on is Lazakos and Yiras Amitis. To be Zoiche to having true Yira. The Hudaika Aide Avoidus Adam. That's what we work on. That's what we are, our personal human initiative. Kamosh Omer says, Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yir Shemayim. Kamosh says in Brachos that everything is up to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, except for our Yir Shemayim. That's within our domain. V'zeh Avodah Mitzat HaAdam L'Zachos L'Yir. And that's what we have to work on to be Zoiche to the Yirah. V'zeh Hu HaChon Levo B'china Shabbos. That's when you come to the level of Shabbos. Again, according to the two aspects, Shabbos is what Hashem gives us. But according to the Rav Tzadok writes this elsewhere also, that according to the hachanos that we put into Shabbos, that's the much we'll be able to receive. The kelim that we build and construct for ourselves, we'll be able to hold much more hashpa, much more or, depending on the level of our hachanos. So our Yom HaShvi, which is the bechina of preparation, of hachana, that leads to the Shabbos from Hashem. The Shabbos who matana tova bebeis ginze, that's what Hashem's gift. Matana tova be. The Beis Ginze, Ola Begamatria Yiras Shemayim. Amazing. Matana Tov Beis Ginze, a beautiful gift I have, that's also Yiras Shemayim. It's the same Bechina. Ki Kedei Likanes Letoch Beis Ginzov Tzrichen Yira, because in order to enter into Hashem's private chambers, you have to have Yira. Va'al Yidei HaYira, Yeshlan HaKoch Les Alos Letoch Madregas HaShabbos. And through that, we can come to the level of Shabbos. Nimtza, Al Yidei Bechinas Shvi'i, through Shvi, which means preparing. Zoichin we get lavo l'toch madregas Shabbos. That's the way it works. The more that we prepare for something, you know, the more you're able to get out of it. The more you invest in a relationship, the more meaningful it is. The more you prepare for Shabbos, the more you'll get out of it. In the last paragraph, he comes back and says, "V'lezeh therefore bo chet ha'egel mikoach ha'molik," and that's why. That's how the chet ha'egel again, which was caused through a molik. And Amalek came because of lacking Shemir Shabbos, right? As the Sasema said, Ki ikra Amalek hu nekudas chisoron yira. Because yira is what brings us to Shabbos. Amalek is the exact opposite. It's the lack of yira. You didn't fear God. Bechodesh Tammuz, therefore, in the month of Tammuz, Avodoseinu, our Avoda is, Hu Lesakin Cheta Egel, to fix the Cheta Egel, Ikra Avoda Hu Lios Yirei Elokim. So we're working on our Yirei Shemayim, that will fix the Chet, V'aydezeh Mizgavrin Ala Molech. That way we'll be overpowering a Molech, by overpowering a Molech, we'll be able to connect to the Bechina of Shabbos. Okay? Shkoich, good night of Shabbos.